Matthew 6, verse 12 in the NIV, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." In the Message version, the introduction to the Lord's Prayer is very interesting. Matthew 7, 7-13 in the Message. "The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you're dealing with, and he knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply like this." We spoke yesterday about the dangers of getting what you want from God, and the introduction here encapsulates it beautifully. We are prayer ignorant. We are unaware, ignorant, that there are conditions to be fulfilled to getting prayer answered. One is praying in alignment with his will, but there's another which is just as important, in fact maybe even more important. "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." This is where we ask forgiveness of God for missing the mark, and in turn we release forgiveness to those who trespass or sin or are indebted to us, those we think owe us something. We hold them as being indebted to us. Whoa, we've looked at forgiveness negatively before, but how will it affect you if you hold on to it? Now we're told to confess our sin before the Father and forgive others as we ourselves are forgiven. Do as we would be done by, in other words. Someone coined the phrase, "Are you holding a grudge or is a grudge holding you?" Amusing, but very true. Any unforgiveness you hold against anyone because you see them as owing you something is going to affect your prayer life. Because as we will see later, if you don't forgive and release them from the heart, you yourself will not be forgiven. Hey? What do you mean? I mean interest. Not interesting, interest. Unforgiveness gains interest. You know, like an investment. Compound interest. In money terms, compound interest is nice. We get interest added and then we get interest on the interest. It's the same deal. If you do not forgive freely and completely, not excusing but releasing everybody who's ever upset you and grieved you, hurt, abused and dishonoured you, owes you, guess what? You won't get that forgiveness you need either. Ouch. There's a law in force here. It's called the law of sowing and reaping. You can't sow potatoes and reap rhubarb. You can't sow unforgiveness and reap forgiveness. Simple as that. You know what's coming. How's it working out for you?